Hey, guys.
Hey, hey. Christian.
Hey. Hey, how you doing?
Great, thank you.
You've come to the wrong place at the right time. I used to be a rock and roll DJ, and we're still a show with no name, so we just wander everywhere. But I would, on occasion, when I would come to work with a hangover, go, okay, who's the top 10 guitarists of all time? And then I got to where I was really bad, and I'd come in and I'd go, all right, who's your favorite guy named Joe of all time? And Rolling Stone has done this in a much more educated format here with the guitarist albums and all that. Couple of things on the guitarist, and then I'm going to let you run wild. One that always stands out to me is there is, and for whatever reason, there is never a current guitarist on there. Is playing guitar lost art?
I don't think so. I think it's that, you know, these lists tend to favor dudes who've been around for a while,
yeah,
who just have a big reputation, who are really famous and well-known. There are a couple young dudes on there.
Yeah. And, of course, I say Clapton from the get-go, and you got him at number two behind Hendrix. And how did you go about getting this list? Who made the decision? Did you have a panel? What did you judge it on? Tell us about it.
Yeah, we had a panel. It was almost all guitarists. You know, we got everyone from like Gary Clark Jr., who's kind of a young gun, who made the list, to like Brian May of Queen. Joe Perry of Aerosmith voted. So a lot of people who know what they're talking about just picked the list, and we kind of crunched the numbers, and this is what we got.
Okay, you ever been around one of these guys on the panel and go, golly, I can't believe I'm sitting here next to Brian May, or oh, wow, are you that, you've been doing it so long, you're jaded?
Well, we didn't actually get to, you know, put them all in a room. We just got ballots from them. But, you know, I still get to meet somebody who's really great at their craft, it's still a treat often.
I'd be curious, too, Christian, how big of a difference, how big of a gap do you think between one and two, Hendrix and Clapton? Is there, do you, in your opinion, is it close? Is the top five close, or is Hendrix just way above everybody else?
Hendrix had a pretty healthy margin, if I remember right, but Clapton also had a pretty healthy margin over the rest of the field, too. You know, both those guys are just kind of gods in people's minds.
Did Hendrix, you think, benefit from only the good die young kind of theory?
I do think so. I think that helps his reputation and legend, even though it was an awful thing to happen, you know, dying at 27.
Yeah, and his best guitar worked on some of his better-known songs. You're suggesting would be what, Voodoo Child? What do you think?
Oh, man, you know, there's so many good things, and it's, you know, he really kind of blew people's minds because he showed you what was possible with the guitar. You know, he made sounds that no one had ever made before. He did stuff with noise that no one had ever done before. So, but it's different from song to song. Voodoo Child, kind of different from Hey Joe. You know, he had a lot going on.
I never knew he did this. All Lang Syne by Jimi Hendrix.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
You think anybody was lighting up at that party?
Yes, yes, I do.
Wow, that's I'd never heard that before.
You know, I want a Christian. Which I know you've done several lists. Which is the more difficult list to do for Rolling Stones? I know you've got the 500 greatest albums of all time. You've got the greatest songs of all time. Which is the most challenging? One of those two, or from a compiling standpoint, try to figure out which ones you say the top 50 or top 25.
Well, you know, in pretty much all these, we have voters who pick the list for us. So, you know, like the 500 greatest albums, it's not just guitarists, obviously. It's
right.
All kinds of people. But, you know, the more items on the list, the more difficult it is, because we don't just list it. We talk about it. We want to give you some insight about why, you know, a guitarist X is number 83 or whatever. So, you know, 500 songs is a little more of an undertaking than 100 guitarists.
Yeah, because when you get to 387, you're going,
right.
What the hell?
You start thinking, you know, is 383 really better than 388? And, you know,
yeah.
But it's fun. It's supposed to be fun. You're supposed to argue with us.
Is there anybody on the list that's, do you think maybe doesn't get the credit they deserve, or vice versa, or somebody overrated a little bit, in your opinion?
Let me try and think. You know, we got, you know, like Mike Campbell is number 79 of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. He's a guy who is very understated and laid back, and I think the fact that he's not real famous probably hurt him. He could be higher in my mind. You know, That's the one that jumps out at me. I don't know, what do you guys think?
I was surprised to see George Harrison that high, and granted, he probably was a great guitarist, but being a Beatle and all that, I don't know. That one surprised me.
And you know, John Lennon made the list too, which, you know, I don't know. I never thought of him as a great guitarist, but being a Beatle certainly helped him.
Well, you never see Ringo on the drummer list.
I think Ringo's a really good drummer. Yeah.
I was surprised not to see Elvis on here.
Would you just stop it?
I want to ask you, you know, I think I saw it on an episode of Pawn Stars. I think somebody brought in the first issue of Rolling Stone, talked a little bit about the history and all that. With the advent of the internet and all that, has that concerned you guys, or do people still want to have that magazine in their hand?
Yeah, people still want to have it in their hand. Everybody who works in print media is kind of concerned, but we still do really well because it's an iconic magazine. People still want to get it and read it in paper form.
I love your online. I subscribe to both, and I love the fact you guys get instant updates if something, a story breaks or whatever however often you do your news cycle. So that's one thing, you're definitely getting real time stuff. You don't have to wait, you know, days to get the latest news. You guys obviously can get on the internet through Rolling Stones.
Yeah, exactly. We have a great website, and it's different from the magazine. So, you know, if you're a fan, it's worth checking them both out.
Okay.
Obviously, you had some fun doing this, and we're a sports station, basically, but in the middle of July, we obviously have to find other things to do. As a matter of fact, I think the Midday Show is doing a poll on songs with girls' names in it.
Okay.
And they thought there'd be like 8. They got over 64, and they made a bracket. I think they'll finish the bracket up about Halloween. There were that many.
There's another list, Tommy, we ought to talk about sometime, the 100 greatest singers. I mean, I love the fact that, like I said, you guys, this is fun
vocalists?
To do. Yeah, vocalists, yeah, to see that.
First of all, you'll have to understand, Christian, every song that Elvis ever covered, my friends here think he did better than the original.
Of course.
Like Bridge Over Troubled Water, Elvis did it better.
Classic!
Elvis did.
Elvis was a great singer.
He was, but it ain't no Simon and Garfunkel. Poke Salad ain't. But well, Tony Joe White, Elvis did it better. Come on, please.
Well, we'll go over.
And so I have challenged them to come up with the 10 worst songs Elvis did. And if you've ever listened to the Elvis channel, there's plenty of them. I cite Clambake.
Well, ironically,
there were some bad ones, weren't there?
Christian had you know who the number one vocalist for the Rolling Stones list?
No.
Aretha Franklin, interesting news on her, Christian, about her interest in American Idol. What do you think about that?
Oh, man, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
So they just hired Mariah Carey, right?
That's
Are they still thinking about hiring Aretha, too?
Apparently, the news is that she has interest in it. Boy, you talk about introducing a new group of new fan base to your music.
And you know, they're looking to do that every year now. They want to try to come up with a new group every year on Idol.
How cool would it be for those kids to get exposure to Aretha Franklin, though? Holy cow.
That'd be cool for me to see her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's great. And young people should know those songs. I don't know if they do.
I'm with you on that. And I went, unfortunately, and saw Rock of Ages. People make fun of me. But I actually got into
it.
I was a radio DJ at the time, and I'd talk up intros, talk over the intros of records, and do all that stuff. And it ended for me when they started wearing baseball caps sideways and walking with big pants on. And since then, I can't think of, I know they're out there, but I can't think of an anthem in rock and roll or an anthem in music that stands up to Stairway to Heaven or Freebird or any of those type songs. And I think it's just because you got satellite now, everything is so splintered. That there's just, you know, when I grew up, there was FM country, there was FM top 40, there was FM rock, and that was about it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a genre for almost every living human being out there right now. Yeah.
We've heard some this morning on the show that we can't talk about on the air, as a matter of fact.
That's satellite.
Hey, we certainly appreciate you taking time to be in with us. It's a very interesting list, as it is every time it comes out, and we appreciate you being with us.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Thanks very much. Thank you. Christian Horde with Rolling Stone.
Would you guys like to...